immediately after the game, when my emotions are all over the place, that, you know, I think every manager, every football club has a shelf life. And I think, you know, on reflection and certainly on the drive home on Tuesday night and then recounting or recalling the events of the game the previous evening, I felt that the time was right. And, you know, whilst certain sections of the fans will be happy, I think I would like to think that a lot of the fans would be disappointed. And I'm disappointed because you don't work at a place for 5 years without caring about the people, the people that you work with. And when I say that, I'm talking about everybody connected with the club. I'd like to think that as a manager, through the good and the bad times, I've involved everybody, you know, the people behind the scenes. So they've all enjoyed the success, and we've all kept each other going during the bad times. And the players that have come through and worked with me, you know, I've always tried my best for them. But it's the supporters thing, you know. And I don't want to sit there for another few weeks and, you know, and Stu, I think it was the right time. It's now time for somebody else to take the reins and push the club forward again.
What certainly shocked me was that, I mean, I know your emotions were all over the place on Tuesday, but you have always said to me, I'm not a quitter, but you have taken the decision yourself to resign. How hard was that to take that decision?
Well, it's always hard, isn't it? You know, you're walking away from a job. You know, Norman and Lorraine Smurfwaite were still fully behind me. But I think that, you know, there's other personal reasons as well, Lee, that, you know, that come into the equation when you make a decision like that. You know, I think that I've certainly felt the effect of, one, the results. And I don't want to be taking that home with me as well. You know, I think that that would be wrong of me. I've still got two young children. I want them to enjoy their dad and not see him as strung out as he was recently, you know. So, disappointing. I said I'm not a quitter. Well, if people call me a quitter, you know, I think some will call me that, and others will say, well, listen, good on you, because at least I'm not holding the club to ransom, and then they've got to pay me a massive payoff to get rid of me.
How did the conversation with Norman go?
Well, it was an hard conversation because, believe it or not, me and Norman, we've got a great working relationship. You know, I fully respect everything that he's done for the club. And you can only have that respect, really, from somebody when you see the work and the tireless work that he's put into the football club. You know, it was on his knees, really, and he's put his hard-earned cash into it. And I wanted it to be successful for him and his family because, as I said before, they've been fully supportive. But, you know, Norman tried his best to persuade me to stay. But I think once my mind's made up about anything, and that can be, you know, I'm quite stubborn and... you know, I think that, as I said before, the time was right. Probably the time was right at the end of last season to walk away then. But, you know, I had another go. And I've read somewhere that people say that my heart's not in it. Well, my heart's always in it. You know, I care passionately about the club and the people, as I've said before, that I've worked with. And I wanted it to be successful for them.